League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the WTF1 podcast, post-practice podcast edition, Japanese Grand Prix Friday. It's actually a bit earlier than usual because us Europeans can't handle a Japanese Grand Prix timings of, was it 4 a.m. FP1 and, or 3 a.m. or whatever it was. Well, look, we thought we'd give you a little bit of a rundown. I think the PPP is absolutely necessary for Europeans that potentially haven't seen what went on. So we thought we'd give you some a lowdown. And of course, joining me in your ears is Tom Bellingham, the WTF1 founder. He is looking very, very just vibrant. It's almost as if it's Max Verstappen's championship winning weekend, potentially.
Yeah.
Potentially. Hopefully that is potentially for the next four races as well. Then we go down to a finale. That'd be great. Thank you. Old Max Verstappen bottle job.
That would be quite the bottle job. That would be the biggest bottle job since Ferrari 3 months ago.
Yep. It would actually be quite something. I'd love to make a video about that. Maybe Leclerc will win the title. Who knows? Right. Let's talk about free practice one, first and foremost. And well, generally Friday, very wet. All right. It was probably the wettest we're going to see this weekend. I think Sunday is kind of teasing a bit of rain on, but we're not sure just yet. Saturday looks clear for qualifying, and that's just the beautiful tee up that Tom Bellingham always wants for a Grand Prix weekend, which is absolutely no representative practice running. However, we will get FP3, of course, which will be the only session for them to dial in their dry setups. But in terms of today, it was wet, but it was not delayed. Crucially for Katie Fairman's podcast prediction, although I think her other one is absolutely nailed. By the way, I've seen some videos of Yuki Tsunoda.
Oh, there's
head to
hundreds
toe,
of people.
Race suit, race boots, everything.
She nailed that one. There's a lot of people head to toe. The first couple of pictures came in, and some of them were like cut off, and you couldn't see their shoes and stuff. Yeah, unfortunately, she's getting a full point there. We can't deny the point. Well,
we've never discussed
enjoy the point.
Yeah, enjoy the point, Katie. I hope you're very happy. FP1, there was a bit of intermediate running in the middle of the session where all the best lap times were done. And Mr. Fernando Alonso was the fastest of everybody. I think he said something that I can't get the exact quote, but he was hinting about the fact that he wants it to be rained off because he's one of the fastest ones to get onto the sort of the pace, basically. So Fernando, of course, G-ing himself up as always. I think that's just Fernando in a nutshell, isn't it, really?
Yeah, although we have seen it this year. I mean, he's not wrong the fact that he was fastest in that session, and of course Canada was the wet quali where he was sensational and put it on the front row in an Alpine. So he's not certainly likes to toot his own horn, but he's not wrong too, because he is very good in the wet as well.
Loves tooting his own horn, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, moving on. The main story of free practice one was Mick Schumacher.
Oh,
aquaplaned,
dear.
Binned it, and that not only caused him to have quite a bit of damage to his Haas, and I can't imagine what his repair bill would have been would be this season. I wouldn't be surprised if Haas next year have gone over the cost cap just purely from Mick Schumacher's crashes. But he then missed free practice two as well. But thankfully for him, it's dry tomorrow, so he won't have missed too much representative running. But we also had quite a few near misses, to be fair, wasn't there? There was a lot of drivers making bits of mistakes. Of course, we actually saw the wet tyre as well, probably worth mentioning that. The wet tyre.
100% is always going to happen when you did that video.
Yeah.
That the very next Formula One session would be the wet tyre. Although, to be fair, you did say quali and race are the ones where it definitely won't show up and they won't use it. They do use it in practice a fair bit, and it just doesn't tend to get used in the race. But back to Mick, I mean, it's another chassis change as well. So that's happened a lot. Saudi, Monaco. Oh, it's a big yikes. I hadn't even really thought about the cost cap, but yeah, maybe when the finances come in, that Haas would just send a piece of paper to the FIA that just says, sorry, signed by Mick Schumacher. We've gone over. It is what it is.
Well, we'll see if any teams went over the cost cap for last year and what the penalties are for that. And then maybe Haas can learn from that and just send Mick Schumacher to the head teacher's office to explain why they are 50 million over the budget cap.
But the fact that Mick crashed literally coming into the pit, not coming into the pits, but obviously he'd done his practice start. It was the end of the session and he was driving back to the pits and then wrote the car off. It was getting to the point where I was feeling like Mick might just save his drive because they've got no better option. And I feel like this, all the steps forwards he's taken, this is just many, many, many steps back.
It's such a crucial time, isn't it? Such a crucial time in the season where decisions are being made and he just, it's so unforced. Like, yeah, okay, you aquaplaned, but as you say, it's at the end of the session. That's just, it's unforgivable, really, isn't it? Like, it is, it really is. But either or, that was pretty much Free Practice 1 wrapped up. Free Practice 2.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Okay, let me just brace myself a second. Deep breath.
If you think Mick Schumacher's bad.
Nicholas Latifi drove the wrong circuit layout at the Japanese Grand Prix Suzuka circuit. My man Nicholas Latifi, who knows he's not going to be driving in Formula One next year, he turned right too early at the final chicane in Free Practice 2. And not only that, all right? It's the most obvious thing in the world, what he has done. But he goes on the radio and goes, something strange with the car. It's all right now, though. I'm all right, or something like that. Like, he tried to play off as if he was pulling off, then went, actually, no, the car's fine. Car's absolutely fine and dandy. My God, Nicholas Latifi. He is a gift that keeps on giving. What a man.
It's the fact that, yeah, he came into the chicane, went off too early, which if you ever played Suzuka short on racing games, it's that kind of layout, and turned in and then realized there's a barrier there. And yeah, like you say, he kind of stopped. And I wonder, went through his head, thought, would it be less embarrassing if I just parked the car and pretended it was an issue? And then, no, he reversed a little bit and drove back out.
He did a little 180 spin.
Yeah, 180 spin back onto the correct layout. I've never seen that in Formula One. The nearest I can think of is when Kimi Raikkonen went off and then went up that escape road in Brazil. But he thought he would be able to get back on the track. It wasn't him actively going, I think this is the circuit. I've never seen that, you know, in Formula One. Even watching in the 90s when the pay drivers were absolutely abysmal. It's the kind of thing that when you have a mate over that wants to have a go on your sim or whatever and play the F1 game and they don't have the racing line on and you know the circuit because you've driven Suzuka a million times, or like Paul Ricard or whatever, but they don't have a clue where they're going and they turn up escape roads and things like that and then go, oh, what? He's a Formula One driver. I've seen a lot of people going, oh, don't be so harsh on him, but this is elite sport. He's meant to be in the top 20 best drivers in the world, and he's that is one of the weirdest and most bizarre mistakes I've ever seen in Formula One. That's not like a exaggeration. It's gone the wrong way on a Formula One circuit.
I do understand, though, with people saying don't be too harsh on him, because you have to take into account that he does love Nutella.
Maybe that's what it was. He saw a Nutella van parked in that. It's madness, isn't
one
it?
Of the poor most guy. Bizarre...
He's lost his head, hasn't he?
It's one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. You might blame, it was a bit wet, you know, but they can, like, you know, drivers, every other driver can probably close their eyes and do a lap and still not get it as wrong as what Nicholas Latifi did with his eyes open. That kind of sums it up beautifully, I think. But look, Nicholas Latifi, you will be missed. We will never see anything like this ever again. even Mazepin didn't do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well done, Latifi. You gave us a big talking point for free practice too. Other talking points was Mercedes 1-2. Hello, welcome.
Mercedes are back. Have you tweeted it yet?
Mercedes, no, not yet, but I will do. I will do. And then Red Bull were third and fourth. But I think Lewis Hamilton was interviewed and said basically that it was a bit of a chilled day and he didn't really, you know, put too much weight on it. And the fact that they managed to turn their tyres on quite quickly, which seems to be a running trend with Mercedes and Ferrari as well this year, that they can turn on their tyres quite quickly. But especially for Ferrari, that also means tyre wear. So, yeah, Mercedes look good. But as we say, we may not. And I think was it Hamilton said that he doesn't expect any more rain the whole week or the whole weekend. Sorry. So which is a shame because I was hoping for a bit of a drizzle maybe on Sunday to spice things up. Not like Singapore. We don't want just a boring Singapore intermediate.
Middle of the race.
Yeah.
So Yuki Tsunoda can win something like that. Yeah. The fact that Merck won two, and they were 1-2 comfortably, but we can't really take anything from the session. You've got Leclerc down in 11th, just one place from ahead of Nicholas Latifi, who went the wrong way. So it kind of shows you how you can't really take anything from the day's running. The fact that it was just very poor conditions throughout the whole day. It kept raining on and off as well. So it wasn't a case of the track was drying out. And it seems like it's going to be completely dry tomorrow. So dare I say it, you'd expect Ferrari to be better. It should, in theory, be a track that suits them a lot more.
It's got a Ferrari 1-2.
It's got a Ferrari 1-2. But to be fair, it's that Ferrari is a Ferrari track, you'd say, in a dry condition.
Is that what you're saying, right? So Leclerc pole.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tommy. Great. Look forward to that. To be fair, that was one of my predictions that Leclerc will get pole again. But yeah, I think, what was it? Ferrari was second and third in free practice one and sixth and 11th in free practice two. But as we say, it was raining on and off. And Leclerc had a very near miss, actually, at turn 11, I think it was, at the hairpin. I always call this the Kamui Kobayashi corner because that was just where he used to send dive bombs right and center into that corner. But Leclerc locked up and very nearly got beached in the gravel. But managed to get out of there. But yeah, as I say, lots of mistakes out there. Thankfully, apart from Mick Schumacher, everyone got away with it.
They did. Yeah, it was one of those tracks where, and those conditions where everyone's just finding the limit, making a lot of mistakes. Degner 1, Degner 2, that fast double right-hander in the wet, a few sketchy moments there. That's not where you want to kind of have a bit of an off. And off. So, if it's dry, which it very likely to be, I do love Suzuka. You can see why the drivers love it. It's old school. It's so quick. It's an unbelievable track. And I'm looking forward to seeing like the onboards from quali and then just going flat out because it's no surprise that every driver has missed it.
I think you've peaked a bit early, Tommy, because I was literally about to ask you your final thoughts. So now I'm going to ask you your final thoughts and you can't use what you've just said. Let's see what your final thoughts actually are.
My final thoughts are we're expecting the worst kept secret that one of Ocon's not so good mates will be announced at Alpine soon. So look out for that one.
I wonder who that could be.
Who could that be?
God, will that be a more toxic relationship than Perez and Ocon? Stay tuned. It should be good fun. And my final thoughts are, please, a little bit of rain, just a spicy bit of rain for Sunday, because, you know, Tommy loves an old school track and I love Suzuka. I think it's amazing. But also, please be good with these cars.
You're
because,
not wrong.
I don't, like, it could
where
be
they going to overtake?
Qualifying. Exactly. With how narrow it is as well as a track when the cars have got bigger, much bigger than what we've, you know, throwback to Kimi Raikkonen passing for the lead from last. You see how much smaller those cars are and how much more nimble they are. Now they are just boats. So, well, they need their boat on Sunday. Stay tuned. But we will, I'm just praying that Suzuka manages to produce, but I don't know where they're going to overtake. Maybe into turn one, but that's not a heavy braking zone. So let's see.
What you're saying is we need Kamui Kobayashi back.
Yeah, absolutely. In a smaller, nimble car. Sauber. Lovely. All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening. Hashtag WTF World Podcast if you want to get involved in the future. Stuff. All right.
Katie's just messaged me as in Fairman as a text message, and I've just said final thoughts ? So let's wait and see.
Oh, we're actually okay.
Let's wait.
I'm literally in my outro, and you're saying let's wait for Katie's final thoughts.
Katie's final thoughts are: thanks for all the messages telling me about people in race suits and helmets. Love you all.
So this is where I'm actually a bit concerned of the bias from everyone listening. That I didn't have one message. I don't think about. Oh, do you know? I tell a lie. There was someone that messaged me on Twitter that said, well, I don't know about the English commentators, but the German commentator said about the driver's eyes almost all the time around Singapore.
Oh, right.
So I'm taking a point. It's a delayed point. Thank you very much, everybody.
I'm sad as well, because I said Verstappen doesn't win the title and he hasn't won it yet. No one's messaged me.
Well, there you go, everybody. We're going to be live on Twitch for qualifying and the race, so make sure you're there. It'll be nice and early. We'll have our coffees in hand if you're a European. If you're Australian, then enjoy. Lap this up. The Japanese Grand Prix will be a wonderful chilled occasion for you. That is it. Thank you so much. See you soon on Twitch tomorrow. Bye bye.
See you for Leclerc pole
and the Verstappen win.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.